Hey everyone, welcome back to Rupees Over Ramen, the show where we talk about animation, creativity, the creative process, and tons of other nerdy stuff. I am on a walk right now, and I was listening to a podcast by Andy J. Pizza, and I was thinking about, with this walking and stuff, every 10th mile I wanted to do a boss fight, and I've been trying to figure out what that means, and I got thinking about boss fights. So with boss fights, especially in like Legend of Zelda, but in a lot of other games too, Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door, Mario RPG, you have to figure out the pattern. Even like Super Mario Bros, like jumping on Bowser's head, or in Super Mario 64, grabbing his tail and throwing him against like one of those spiky things. You have to figure out this pattern that helps you to defeat the boss. Because even using like brute force and not knowing that pattern, you're not going to accomplish anything. You could have like this super cool hammer and try beating Bowser with that in Super Mario 64, and it's not going to accomplish anything. You have to figure out that pattern. You have to figure out that routine. A lot of Legend of Zelda games, and like I was thinking about Sonic Adventure 2 Battle, it's like beating up the boss enough that it's vulnerable in one spot and then hitting that vulnerable spot and getting that boss down from level to level to level. And usually the first boss in a game is much easier than the last boss. And the last boss often has many different forms that it takes. Yeah, you like that horn in the back? That's great. Has many different forms that it takes. And sometimes you defeat it, like in Kirby, you defeat the boss. And you're like, yeah, I beat the boss. I'm doing great. And you're starting to celebrate. And then guess what? The boss is not actually defeated. It's moved on to its second form. And in creativity and in creation, and that horn just loves going off. Sometimes it seems like it just keeps going on and on. Like I've, in Paper Mario 64, I got stuck on Huff and Puff. He's a boss in Paper Mario. And okay, so I paused it because that horn just keeps going off, but now I'm a little bit further away. Also just heard an ice cream truck. With boss fights, what can you learn from them? One of the things that I can learn from them is a lot of things take a pattern. They take some type of routine or even ritual to get into it. Like with getting good at drawing, you have to have that warm-up drawing time to imagine and create. And sometimes when you first see the boss, you're like, oh man, like 99 health or something. And it just seems like this insurmountable, you can't cross over this chasm type of situation, like writing a comic book or creating a movie, writing a book. Even making a YouTube video, you can be like, this is like something, I don't know how to get through this. Gotta break it down into steps. And you have to use different things that you've learned and different items that you've gained on your journey in defeating that boss. And another way that this connects to boss fights is it's just so like exciting and like such a good feeling when you defeat that boss. Or if you're working on a creative project, when you finish that project, even like with Jake Parker, what he says is finished, not perfect. Even if it's not perfect, it's finished. And like with game development and indie game development, when creating a game, a lot of times it's good to just create the start menu, a level in the game, an end to the game, and then be able to replay that and make this game loop basically. And once you have that, start adding on to the game. But you're adding on to a finished game. It's a huge, like, mindset change. It's not, like, trying to reach 100% completion over the course of, like, 2 years. You've already reached 100%, and now you're just adding on to that. You're doing side quests. You're adding new things that make the game more fun, make it more in-depth, give it more story. But making that first finish part and realizing that you have finished it and you can finish it, having that belief in yourself is super powerful. And I've just realized that making a podcast while walking is exhausting. But I hope you guys are enjoying it. I'm excited to do the Q&A. It's been hard to try to deliver something perfect. I'm definitely a perfectionist. And I think that's something to learn by this, is even just finishing something, creating something, answering the questions that you guys sent in, that's going to do so much more than trying to make a perfect version of that maybe would never be finished, like never come out. But another thing to be aware of is, even once you finished it, there's the time after that. Like after you defeat a boss, or like a lot of people have been defeating Tears of the Kingdom, like beating the game, like what do you do with your time after that? Or like once you finish binging that show, what do you do after? It's a very important question to ask yourself, and to have things that you have a passion for and you kind of have things that you still want to do even after you finish that big project. Because a lot of times, given this big project that everything is working towards, it's like, what am I supposed to do after that? And you know, it's interesting to look and see how like polished and stuff some of my first episodes were on this podcast. And now a lot of these have been super rough. But I feel like they're still serving a purpose, and they're helping me to get that practice in talking without having the stress of editing. So I hope it's working for you guys as well. It's been very, like, almost therapeutic for me just to be able to talk and then upload and talk and then upload. And now I have to spend like hours editing. If you edit a podcast or a YouTube channel, you know like how that can be. It's nice to be able to just create something and then just put it out there and see how it does. Like a little birdie. Just send it out there. Let it fly. I'm out walking by the pond again. Oh, wow. Yeah, so like when you're working on things, have those goals and like defeat those bosses. Have those times where you set kind of like will be the boss level or boss fight or whatever. But it's important to know what you're doing in between that. It's like I've been thinking about living a Ghibli life, which sounds weird, but like the life that's shown in Studio Ghibli is treasuring those little moments, like putting on your shoes or cooking breakfast. I think Studio Ghibli, especially Spirited Away, shows this really well, like the time sitting on the train, that time in between where you start and your destination, the journey in getting there. And the journey isn't always just those super hype moments of like finishing something or creating something amazing. There's going to be times where it's just kind of sitting in the present moment and enjoying those present moments. So that's something that I strive for, and I think it's good to have joy in the present moments and realize that the present is a gift. Today is a gift. That's why it's called the present. Anyway, see you guys later. I'm gonna finish my walk. Peace.